The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
I think that people could blame the Lord for many things. I hear this often. You know, many people sort of take things out on God, and that's okay. He's big enough; he could handle it, obviously. But that's misplaced, though. A lot of times we see things in our life or see things in the world, and there's this sense of blaming God. But I think everybody who really gets to know God, who really builds a relationship with Jesus, realizes that that's misplaced, because you know that's not who Jesus is. And this is kind of an example of that in the gospel, where people look at God in a way, it's just like, oh, he did this thing for this reason, and so like we have to follow it. And they're not understanding sort of the heart of God. You know, and it's all really encompassed in that very last part where he said, you know, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So God is always trying to do things for our benefit. Our Sunday worship that we have, Sunday masses, they are there for everybody's benefit. And so a lot of times when we try to pull ourselves away from that idea, it's usually for some selfish reason. It's not the other way. It's a misunderstanding of why God actually gave us that day to rest and to worship, because it's an integral part of who we are. It'll literally make us happier people. I remember my parents' pastor in Texas. He's a great pastor, and their church is, I think, the biggest one in the Diocese of Fort Worth in Texas. And he was a military sniper before he became a priest. And so, I mean, he's a great preacher and everything like that. And so I heard him say things like this many a time. They say, "Oh, Father, you know, well, Christmas is on this day, and, you know, Sunday is on a Saturday, and Sunday, so do we have to go to church on a Sunday?" And he's like, "Well," he has a good booming voice, he's like, "Well, you have two options." He's like, "You can go to hell, or you can go to Mass on Sunday," and that's what he says. He doesn't really pull any punches there. And I think the thing that's amazing about this is we realize that Jesus tells that story of, like, when David and his soldiers are in need, they did something that would normally be strictly prohibited, right? And so a lot of people really love to focus on the rules for the wrong reasons. But in that situation, you know, King David, when there was a necessity to feed his men, the rule that's normally in place was broken out of charity, out of actually help. That's the heart of God, right? God is working out of his love, out of charity. We do have things in place that we do ordinarily. It's just like, but wouldn't you go above and beyond? That was the idea of the Samaritan or somebody on a Sabbath. Would you not help somebody who was dying on the Sabbath? Would you not pull your ox out of a hole if it fell into it on the Sabbath? Wouldn't you do these things? These are exceptional circumstances that require great charity. And it's just like, and his love flows from charity. So what he's desiring is to give us the place where we have rest and when we're able to commune with God the most. That's our Sunday worship. That's given to us as a gift for our benefit. It's not a burden, but that's the way many, many people treat it. Hence what my pastor back in Texas was saying, right? We treat it as a burden. Oh, do I have to go? Some people call it not a holy day of obligation, but a holy day of opportunity, if you've heard that before. And so, you know, we receive God's grace in the most full way that he's given us in the liturgy at a Sunday Mass. And so to not understand that that's for our benefit is to misunderstand who God actually is and to blame him for many things. He's always, he's a constant state of love. He is love itself. So that means that there's no hiccup in his love. There's no like break in it. It's constantly emanating outward. We separate ourselves from it sometimes willingly, but he never pulls away from us. And we have to realize that about God, that the things he's given us in his church are truly for our benefit. And so we come here to worship him. We come here on Sunday to worship him because it changes our life. It transforms it. It actually makes it better. God bless you all.